I'd like now to welcome Melanie Zier. She is with the organization Talking Hands, Talking Feet. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Thanks for having me here.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, you work with children of various ages. Tell us about your program. What do you teach young people?
Okay. Well, we do. We actually have worked with children all the way from preschool up into the elementary ages. And we've actually worked with thousands of children in four different states and over 12 years. And we've also sold educational music internationally.
So Talking Hands, Talking Feet sounds like there's quite a bit of movement and vocalization. They're not just sitting there putting their noses in books.
Yeah. So it's integrated music and dance. And actually, we're champions of arts-integrated education. And a lot of our programs are with first and second grade students.
And so arts-integrated education, what does that mean?
Yeah. So instead of them sitting passively and just watching their teacher and listening to their teacher give them a lesson, they're actively engaged with their whole body, learning about something. So in our case, we integrate music and dance into their curriculum.
So they sing the multiplication tables instead of just trying to memorize them?
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
And so, for example, we did a program called the Human Body School. And in that program, the children are required to learn about body parts and body systems. And so we actually sang songs about different parts of the body. They learned about health and healthy lifestyles. And as well, they actually enacted the body system. So we had the respiratory, circulatory, and digestive systems.
So how do you act out the digestive system? I'm a little afraid to ask.
Well, different children were playing different parts. And there were some of them were the food. There were some children in the mouth with the tongue and the teeth. So, you know, there's a song that goes with it that describes the whole process. And so they go into the mouth and they're being, you know, pulled apart, basically, because a group of children were the food, so they became pulled apart by the teeth. The tongue's moving them around, and then they enter the esophagus, and they get pushed down the esophagus. And in the stomach, there's the acids moving, and they'd go through the whole alimentary canal and come out the other end.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and they love it. And the thing about this kind of thing is that it brings focus to what they're doing. They get energized. They build confidence, and they never forget these lessons.
So by the time they're 18 and swallowing all sorts of foods, they know where it goes and so on.
Absolutely. And we do programs for science, art, and social studies. So we've developed different programs in different schools, and these are performing arts programs.
I would think that for students, which is perhaps at least half or maybe most young people, sitting still is very hard. And so something like this would actually help their learning rather than provide a distraction.
Absolutely. I mean, there's obviously been studies done about the fact that children learn in different ways. Some children are more visual, some are more auditory, some are more kinesthetic. There's many different ways of learning. And so we really provide a way to learn that's got all those multiple approaches in it.
So this is integrated with math, social sciences, and so on, as you say, English and whatnot. Do you also address dance and music specifically by themselves for their own sake?
Yeah, so basically I can say, I can tell you some of the standards that we address. Because basically, as I said, say in the human body, we're addressing those science standards. But in all our programs, we address the art standards. And just some examples of that are developing essential skills in music and dance.
Like developing essential skills. So what does that mean? Learning to play certain rhythms?
Yeah. Or, you know, how to balance, how to work together as a team. There's so many skills involved. You know, pitch, learning pitch and singing. For example, learning how to express ideas. That's another skill that we teach. Developing understanding in the creative process. So children feel very comfortable. Actually, they help me create all the dances. So
it seems to me that a lot of children, if you don't get in their way, are vastly more creative and have that creativity at their fingertips than the rest of us.
And the whole idea of a program isn't to, it's not like they're trying to reach a specific way of doing it. It's a creative process. So it unfolds naturally and from them, from their own creativity and their confidence, which is what we're trying to do. So here's a few more things we're developing. Performing arts skills, of course.
So performing arts skills. So what does that mean? Acting?
Well, you know, people are afraid to stand in front of an audience. And that's developed over years of not having the opportunity. And so right from the start, there, you know, we actually have performances with hundreds of people in the audience. And they're up there, you know, happy to go ahead with it. And that's...
How do you work with a child who may have stage fright?
Well, I think it helps that there's so many of them all together, and that with the younger grades, the first and second, my husband Paul and I are the team. Paul writes all the original music, and I'm doing the movement. So we're actually standing in the middle of the audience, in a way orchestrating them live while the performance is happening, and I think that really helps calm them down so they're not totally alone.
Right.
Yeah. But I wanted to come back to the standards. There's a few more things.
When you say standards, what do you mean?
What I mean is there's national standards that are required for every grade. There's a curriculum-based standard.
Who put out the standard?
Well, it's a national requirement from the education department, and then the state picks up the standards, and every teacher of a public school has to conform. Like in the first grade, they have to cover all the standards.
Uh-huh.
So that they make sure the children receive all those lessons. And so there's standards in all the different subjects.
Right.
So for example, in math, there's something called spatial reasoning, which is very appropriate in this kind of work because it's a whole spatial arrangement.
Right. So they're actually moving in space to demonstrate spatial reasoning.
Yeah. And symmetry and measurement in time with rhythm. So that's all very mathematical no matter what we do. So they're getting that. And then in language arts, they're getting memory. There's a lot of memory exercise. And they're increasing their vocabulary.
And, of course, increasing vocabulary is something that you do much more easily through singing, as anybody who's ever tried to learn a foreign language can attest to.
Exactly. We have a calendar song that we work with very young kids with, and I know so many children who have learned their calendar through the calendar song. And it's like that. It's much, much easier to remember words and sequences of words. And then the physical education standards, there's many of those, like developing motor skills and responsibility in personal and social behavior. Because when you're jumping around together, it's harder for children to be disciplined. And so that's an interesting...
What do you mean?
Well, they're used to running around in the playground, doing whatever they want, and then sitting down at a desk in the classroom. So we're teaching them to be active and to be mindful
at the same time. And so when you do these programs in the schools, particularly in the public schools, how does that work? You get invited to be part of the curriculum?
So what we do is we do a 12-week program, and we meet with the teachers, and we ask them, what is it from your curriculum you want us to work on? And then we develop a program around that curriculum content. And then, like I said, it's a 12-week program. We go once a week for the first 9 weeks and then twice a week for the last 3 weeks. And we end with performances for the school and for the public. And all the performances are free and open to the public.
Do all sorts of people show up for them?
Yes, we do. We get huge audiences.
Now, how do teachers who are used to a more sit-down, be quiet and look at the blackboard model of teaching, mm-hmm. how do they respond to what you do?
What we found is if teachers are with us in our practices and engaging with us, they're very happy, you know, because they can understand the process, because there's a whole...
So you've got the teachers standing up and jumping around and doing spatial...
Some of them do actually physically do it with us, and some of them just stay in the room with us. And there's, like you said, there's a range of teachers. and some were obviously more excited about this than others, but we mostly have a great reception from the teachers.
Have you been able to compare how kids do on a math test when they've learned math sitting at a desk versus when they've learned it through singing and dancing?
I don't have specific statistics about that, but I do actually have access to a whole research that I've put together about, in general, children who've had the arts as opposed to those who haven't had the arts. It improves their math scores tremendously. It improves their concentration, their focus. Actually, I have a quote here from Dr. John Ratney, who's a psychiatrist at Harvard University. And he says that doing activities in the classroom time can make the children more ready to learn, and that after moderate exercise, the brain seems to work a little more efficiently, which is interesting.
It's probably true for all of us.
Yeah, it must be. So they recommend, you know, even just moving a little bit helps. Yeah.
We're talking to Melanie Zier about talking hands, talking feet. So this isn't an after-school program. This is a real in-school program. And you work in Santa Fe and beyond?
Mostly in Santa Fe.
And so how do you get into the various schools? I guess you work in public and private schools.
We work in public and private schools, and different schools have invited us. We actually are funded by Santa Fe Public Schools, as well as some PTA organizations, and also we get grants through New Mexico Arts, which is part of the National Endowment for the Arts.
And when do you ever go to schools where you have had students, say, 5 or 6 years earlier, to see if they remember you and to see how the work has manifested in them?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Just walking around town, we often are accosted by children. They run up to us and hug us, and just out of the blue, it's a very rewarding kind of thing to do, because we're definitely appreciated by the children.
Now, you do a summer camp as well.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
Okay, so the summer camp, we're doing a Friday afternoon summer camp. We have a program called Kaleidoscope, which is a little different than this curriculum-based program. And it's much more of a coordination, rhythm, music, movement, and storytelling program. We also do Thai stick dancing, which is also called tinikling, which is the long bamboo sticks where you jump through the sticks and do. It's excellent left-right brain crossover type of work. It's great for children's development and a lot of fun. And so we do all kinds of rhythm work. And in the summer camp, we're also going to do outdoor activities. We're going to be doing capture the flag and volleyball and basketball, all kinds of. We have a 5-acre wooded facility to do this on.
So we're coming to the end of our time, but people can find out more about Talking Hands and Talking Feet by going to the website, which is called talkinghandstalkingfeet.com, and they can call 982-2120. And you're also developing an online integrated arts education resource? Online arts integrated, too many words. A resource online.
Yeah, it's basically this work that we're doing, we're going to make available to teachers all around the country. And so it's going to be an online arts integrated education resource where they can download songs, dances, and lesson plans.
Well, Melanie Zier, thank you so much for being with us here on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mary Charlotte.
And we're going to go out with a song called New Geography.
Great.
We're going to do that, and then Linda Siegel will be with us right after that. So please stay tuned to KSFR.
North, south, east, west.
Get to know the world, the people and the places, the language of the rainbow spoken on the faces. Get to know the world, get to know the human story. Help the land you live in to show its hidden glory.
From Africa to Asia,
Australia and Japan, the world it will amaze you if you try to understand. North and South America, from Greenland to Peru, Europe, Russia, Middle East, all inviting you.